Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it has been too long. The Truth and Tempest show went off the air back in 2014 with the passing of our dear friend, lead singer extraordinaire, Mr. Entertainment himself, Mike Nichols. After that, we just couldn't go on. We are here tonight to bring the show back in his honor and Freddie Bone's honor as well. And we realize that a lot of you guys out there, a lot of you bands and businesses out there are aching for a chance to promote your band or business. And we want to bring that outlet back to you guys. And yeah, so I'm here with a new co-host. We are here with Aaron, Agent Arms Fisher. How you doing, Aaron?
I'm doing good, Aegis. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Agent Arms here. He is our bass player for our new lineup of Truth and Tempest, and he's agreed to come on the show as a co-host and get this ball rolling again. So anyway, you all can. Obviously, if you're listening, you saw my link. But if not, tell your friends about us. Get on my link on my Facebook page. I'll usually put it out there a few minutes before the show starts. Click on the link and listen to the show. You can call in tonight. The number is 646-787-1581. That number again, 646-787-1581. Here on the Truth and Tempest Show, 6969 FM. Ladies and gentlemen, when we left the show in 2014, we were 60,000 fans strong. Let's hear it. Woo!
Well, somebody had to do it.
That's right. Now we're going to be...
Yeah. The crowd goes wild.
Woo! Woo-hoo! We hope to be in the first match.
Yeah.
We can't do without you.
All right, calm down, man. Anyway, we can't do it without you, though. We want
to
be bigger than that. We want to be bigger than that. That's right, yeah.
Big.
So, Aaron, what's been going on in the music world this week?
Oh, there's a bunch of stuff going on in music world this week. I haven't really been checking out the what's going on worldwide, but I believe there's some band that like has some kind of a show that's, I believe, sometime next week sometime. I don't know. Aegis, did you have more information on that?
Well, Aaron, you might be talking about the Truth and Tempest Facebook Live show we have set up on June 11th. June 11th. 9 o'clock, we'll be playing for about 45 minutes or so of to give you all a glimpse of what a Truth and Tempest show sounds like. It's been too long. Of course, you know, we've been on hiatus for a while. We just want to show you all out there that we're still here. We're still rocking. And, yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. So if you're familiar with Facebook Live, You don't have to leave your living room, ladies and gentlemen. You can just sit in your house, do whatever, eat dinner, watch TV, sit on the toilet, do whatever you want, and listen to the show. Actually, watch the show. It's going to be a lot of fun. So, like I said, about 45 minutes, June 11th at 9 p.m. Now, so basically what we used to do on the Truth and Tempest show is, Mike and I would talk a lot about, the happenings in the music world and, things going on locally. Whenever somebody didn't call in to promote their band or business, Mike and I would talk about our band and business.
Right.
And everything else is gone. So we also played music and all kinds of stuff. So while we're getting back into the swing of things, we're going to be adding more and more to the show, make it bigger and better than it's ever been. I know that's hard to do because the legendary Mike Nichols was a showstopper. So what I want to do tonight is I want to utilize this time. We've got a half an hour show for the time being. In the near future, we're going to extend the show's time. But for the time being, for this week, we're going to do a half an hour show. We got about 23 minutes left. We want you to call in, and what we want to do is talk a little bit about Mike Nichols and share your best memories of him. That number to call in for free is 646-787-1581. Let's do this one for Mike tonight, and we'll go from there. Every Wednesday night at 6:30 to 7 on blogtalkradio.com, the Truth and Tempest Show is back. All right,
yeah.
While we're waiting for the call in, we're going to go ahead and play a song here tonight. This is Extremes, Get the Funk Out, Baby.
Let me make it now.
get the funk out. If you don't like what you're hearing here, get the funk out, right, ladies and gentlemen?
Yes, please get the funk out.
Mike and I had
a... I kind of like the funk, though. I like that.
Had a wild
funk.
And crazy...
Musky.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I was just making a subtle point, you know.
Right.
Just as Mike
and
I used to do. If you don't like what you're hearing here tonight, get the funk out.
Yeah.
No,
pretty
I'm
much.
Kidding. The guest calling line, 646-787-1581. Call in tonight. We want to pay tribute to Mike Nichols, the legendary wild man sorcerer, Mr. Entertainment himself. If you have a memory you'd like to share about Mike, please call in and share that memory. We have about 17 minutes left of the show. Click on the link on my Facebook page to join in. So, Aaron, since we're introducing you tonight, why don't you tell the audience a little bit about yourself?
Oh, I've been playing bass for a long time, and I met these guys that I jam with now, and they're a great band. They're great people, and I couldn't ask for better, really. Very happy in my life right now, and things are going pretty well. You know, I mean, they don't always go that well, but you know, it's always good to just keep going for your goals and striving and doing the best you can in life. You know, and that's all you really can do. And you'll have setbacks, and you'll have, you know, stuff that will move forward quickly, and you got to either take a hold of it or, you know, set it aside. I mean, it's just choices in life, man, you know, living. That's pretty much it, man. Everything's going really, really full steam ahead now, so it's always good. You're a great guy, just and Aurora's great, and so was Rockin' Don, and so was there's all those instruments we play. Yes, they're great too. They help us. I mean, other than that,
how did you end up joining the band?
Went into Tractor Supply to get a blade, I believe. That was in September, and Rockin' Don was in his sportsy red vest, and he just looked at me and was just like, "Do you play, man?" And I was like, "Yeah, I play." And that was like it. Showed up for practice and been here ever since. See, still can't get rid of me. No, I'm just kidding. But no, truthfully, these are the greatest people I've ever met, mostly in my life, man. And I'm very blessed to have him in my life. And if you ever meet him, he's very genuine and very, very true. So was everybody else in the band. It just got mad heart. So that's all I really got to say on that. I mean, you were saying about Mike Nichols, how he helped you all. And I remember you saying at the beginning of your broadcast about, you know, Mike and then, of course, Freddie, but, you know, how he was and how he helped you guys, you know, get some places that you probably never – really played before and whatnot, and he did the best he could while he was still here on Earth. And you know, I wish we could have some callers, but you know, I don't know. is that light on?
The history. I mean, the history of the radio show goes back all the way to our best friend Freddie Bones, who you know, that's how Aurora and I met. Through him back in 2001.
Right.
And, you know, eventually through the years, he eventually caught on to Blog Talk Radio and wanted to do an internet radio show. And, you know, I give him credit for being the first one to try it out. And he, you know, he had a really, really kick-ass show. You know, he played some really awesome music you know, he talked about, you know, things going on today and talk about his music and stuff like that. And, you know, he had a lot of people a lot of people listening in, and it really caught like wildfire. And then, I used to be, I used to get on and guest on his show. And then when he passed, I wanted to carry on the legacy. Mike was the perfect person to do that because he had background in radio and television, and he had always wanted to be a radio host, you know, on his own talk show. So this was the perfect opportunity for Mike, and you know, so we set it up and called it the Truth and Tempest Show, and you know, basically to promote our band and to give other local bands and businesses a chance to promote their, you know, their stuff for free, you know, because there's just not a whole lot of ways to do that these days, you know, and I mean, I'm telling you, it caught on so well. I mean, we had a lot of great guests the last couple of years, and you know, members of Anthrax and
awesome,
you know, Jen the Body Painter. I mean, you know, if you know her on Facebook, I mean, there's a lot of local celebrities and stuff, and you know, Michael's a huge part of that, and I mean, he was a local celebrity himself. So anyway, so this is what I did, what I called the third incarnation of the Truth and Tempest Show, and you know, we're gonna rock it, man. You know, so let's talk about
Reborn.
Let's talk about that show coming up again. Truth and Tempest is going to attempt to use Facebook Live on June 11th at 9 o'clock to perform live for everyone for free. And you can be wherever you want to be to watch us. We are going to set up a GoFundMe, and it's completely optional. If you like what you hear or you want to help out the band, we are trying to save up money to record an album and to eventually do a little East Coast tour around the area. So I'm just going to set that up. You're more than welcome to, but you don't have to. It's not required. If you just want to kick back and listen to the show, by all means. But it's going to be 45 minutes of kick-ass rock and roll. And I've got a song here, Aaron, which is one of the songs that they're going to hear us perform.
Cool.
And I'd like to play that for them, if I could.
I don't see a problem.
I won't be able to play it unless we do something here tonight. We have to howl like a wolf.
Howl like a wolf.
Is there a moon up there tonight?
Howl!
It's too early.
Howl! Ow. That was so sick. That was a sick wolf. I'm sorry. I'm a sick wolf.
While we're waiting for guests to call in, you can call in. But if you don't, it's okay because we're doing the show every Wednesday night at 6:30 to 7. If you don't call in this week, you just want to listen, that's fine. Go ahead and call in next Wednesday night. Until then, we're going to give you a little peek of one of the songs we're going to play on June 11th here. This is Ozzy Osbourne, Bark at the Moon.
Ow!
Miracle would have to stay. So that's the beat.
Mark the Moon by Ozzy.
All
right. We do it better, but, you know, I mean, yeah. Ozzy, he's all right. He's all right.
I'm the Oz man. I know. Yeah. Well, I'm sorry. Oh, yeah, Bark at the Moon, man. That was great. Oh, it was excellent. Awesome.
We got about 5 minutes left in the show, and nobody called in. As Mike would put it, you're too chicken to call in tonight. So,
yeah, you don't got
Aaron
to
and I are just going to goof off for the next 5 minutes until the end of the show. So,
yeah,
Aaron,
you're
what's
in
going
for
on
now. Oh, nothing much, man. Life. Nobody called. That's always fun. Yeah. I don't know. I guess too many people are stuck in text me and selfie me land.
Well, it is rush hour. They might all be stuck in traffic.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, not everybody has the eligibility to pick up a payphone or anything. We don't have those anymore.
What's a pie phone?
What's a pie phone? Put stuff in the slot. It makes a little jingly sound. Yeah. Oh, I put something in the slot. Oh man. Yeah. So,
it was great. I hope everybody had a great Memorial Day weekend and holiday. I had my best friends over, and we had a grilling good time.
Had a blast. Yeah, that was a great event, no doubt. Especially when I got Aurora's brother wet. That was fun.
Oh, choose your words carefully, Aaron. You just said you got her brother wet. You might want to describe that a little more.
I kind of sometimes have that tendency, you know. Not like that, but yeah, well, with water bottle,
no doubt.
You know. Yeah.
No doubt. So,
but you never
if
know.
Anybody's wondering,
you never know.
If anybody's wondering, the intro, the famous intro to our show every time is actually Steve Vai. And that's his the intro to his song "Building the Church." But Mike and I saw fit to have that intro as for the show. I think it really stands out. So
it's awesome intro, an awesome intro, man. Couldn't have picked a better intro.
Yeah,
I mean, it says like futuristic space and radio. I mean, that is just the sound when you come on. It's like, yeah, here comes a show instead of just like some other random song, you know, somebody would put it in front, so.
Yeah.
That's all.
Two minutes left in the show, ladies and gentlemen. It might be too late for you to call in, but just in case you want to do a quick shout-out, 646-787-1581. Don't be afraid to call in tonight and give a shout-out to your friends and family. You can do that here for free on the Truth and Tempest Show, 6969 FM. So, Aaron, where are we going tomorrow night? I'm sorry, Friday night. Where are we going?
Yeah, Friday night. We are going to see Not Dead Yet. They're opening for Fade to Black. And that's a Metallica cover band, but I'm interested to see it, you know, how they do it, because that's a pretty hard feat to pull off. No doubt, you know.
Yeah. I agree. I'm curious as well. And, you know, I know Mike Markellos from Not Dead Yet. You know, he's a fantastic musician and a local guy.
Right.
And, you know, we definitely want to get him to call into the show at some point. And, Fifth Black, it'll be our first time checking them out. But
and that's at, Fishhead Cantina?
Really excited for that.
Baltimore? Yeah.
So, Aaron, we have a caller. We have 1 minute left of the show. Let's get this caller on real quick. Hello and welcome. You're on the air.
Hey, this is Basil from Not Dead Yet.
Hey, what's up,
hey,
Not Dead Yet?
There we go. We got less than 1 minute of the show. You have 30 seconds.
I know.
What's going on?
That's cool. I just heard you guys plugging our show with Fade to Black. That's awesome. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome, man.
Excellent.
That's one musician to another musician.
And it's awesome that you guys got Truth and Tempest show back on. That's really cool, too.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We're looking forward to you know, making this thing big and you know, getting all you guys involved. So,
well,
hey, thank
yeah.
you for calling, man.
Oh, you got it. Sorry, I was late on it today.
That's all right.
Work. I have a day job.
Hey, man, better late than never. Better late than never. That's fine.
Yeah. So I'm happy. Can't wait to see you guys Friday. That's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be rock. You know, Fade to Black's got great Metallica tribute band.
Right on.
Real nice guys.
Man.
We're going to rock, man.
Oh, that's awesome. You're going to rock us. That's cool. I'm looking forward to it, man. You know, make my night
a
good night.
We'll see you out there, and be sure to call in, maybe call in next Wednesday night, and, you know, let us know you know, how you guys felt the show went and everything, and do some shout outs for your future shows.
We'll do.
Right on.
Absolutely. Well, we got future shows. You know, we're going to be at Fishhead twice this weekend. We got the Linda Cain MRA thing going on Saturday, Friday night, and then next. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. You can finish up. We're actually off the air now, but
okay.
I'm listening to you.
That's
I'm
all
totally
right.
listening to you, man.
We're back at Fishhead again in July 23rd for Sean McAuliffe's second annual memorial.
I've been
seeing that on there a lot. That should be really cool.
Sorry about your loss, man.
Hey, it'll just take a little bit of time get the listeners back involved. That's all. I'm going to plug it on the website and on my personal site too. And we'll get this thing back up and going, you know.
Right on.
Very cool.
Yeah, man.
Next Wednesday we're going to talk about your show and you know, things of that nature. So I'm sure it'll be a great show. We're looking forward to it Friday night.
Absolutely.
Right?
Cool.
What time do you guys start?
Well, thanks for calling in, man.
Oh, you're welcome.
Right on.
Hey, what time do you guys start next week?
6:30 to 7.
6:30. Okay. Sounds good, man. I'll talk to you. I'll see you on Friday, and I'll talk to you next Wednesday also.
Absolutely.
That's great. Thanks, man.
Thanks, brothers. Talk to you later.
Yep, you too, man.
Talk to you.
Peace.
Yeah.
All right, so we had a guest for our
first fucking guest. Dude, the last goddamn minute, we fucking started the last fucking minute. I thought the show went well, like, pretty kick-ass tonight, dude. I wasn't trying to overstate anything, but it didn't seem like it was, like, too bad to be too interruptive or anything. It all flowed.
Yeah, it's like pretty well. I mean, we'll get the hang of it as we keep doing them. But
dude, we got Rascal on the fucking phone last goddamn minute. Here I'm like, thank you, Lord, thank you. He's gonna get us back in the gear and get some goddamn people calling and shit. Love it. That's what it makes
that
it,
was,
though, man. Callers.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was Mike Markellis that called in.
Wow. Cool.
Did he say his name when he called in?
Yeah,
huh?
I think so. Yeah. Yeah. No, I thought he said himself from...
I didn't get his name when he got on, but I'm pretty sure that was Mike.
Right. So we advertise, and then they help us fucking advertise. Back and forth love.
That's it.
I'm loving it. Yeah. It could be real big in the next month.
It's on again, but,
yeah.
You know, once we get that that buzz going, you know, it'll really kick in.
That was special. I don't care who the hell, like, they called. They took the time to call in. They heard we were talking about their band, and they were like, "What's up?" You know.
Yeah.
I think we're good fit for charismatic, you know, characteristic radio disc jockeys. Getting there.
Charismatic. Yeah.
Charismatic.
Yeah, we'll have to sit down and talk about more things that we can do for the show. But, I mean, you know,
mm-hmm.
basically you have songs that you can plug on the show. When you run out of things to say, just throw a song on there. You know, we've got, you know, plenty going on in the music world we can talk about.
Absolutely. There's too many greats dying, Nick.
Huh?
There's too many greats dying. Too many fucking musicians just dying, man. They're like really bad this year. This year's been horrible.
Yeah.
Just unreal.
I mean, and plus, since I didn't get too many people talking about calling in and sharing a memory about Mike, we'll try to do that next week. That'll take up a lot of time too.
Mhm. And if we can get the callers in, we just keep this, man. So it doesn't line our pocket yet. Let's get the people. We get so many callers, we have to go like for the money side. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, just keep it like how we're doing, because we did a great half hour show. That turned out great.
Yeah,
and it's all recorded.
It does.
My heart's in it. You know, it's not. I ain't trying to fake anything. I'm trying to bring people to the show and be excited, and you know, I'm entertaining them for a half hour. Well, really, it's like I guess 20 minutes, because in between songs and stuff, you know. So
yeah,
that's just one of those things. But man. Oh, my God, did I get excited when I got my first caller, dude. I was just like, my hair stood the fuck up. I'm like, we got a car? Like,
I told him we had 1 minute left of the show, but he... I told him we had 1 minute
well,
we left of the
him
show.
We made him feel happy and welcome, didn't we? Probably made his night, man.
A lot of people used to get on, man, and talk about their stuff. It was really cool. It was a special experience.
Right.
You know, we got real tight with the music scene, and you know, talking to everybody, and it was a lot of fun.
Oh yeah, man. I'm grateful to be on this, man, and do some kind of little. It's not real hard work. It's just communicating. You know, communicating with other people and. Stretching the music world and the radio world and whatever, you know.
Yeah.
It's a lot of walks of life and shit, man. And this is how people communicated years ago, you know, through radio.
Yep.
So why let it die? Let it go? I mean, you know, try and revive some of it and let people understand the importance of it being there and, you know, why you have it. So that's what we're doing.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, for him to call in and shit, man, we must be doing something right.
Yeah, I'm just glad people were able to get on the link.
Yeah. I just think most of the people that I know are, like, working right now. Still at work or still their day,
probably.
You know. And shit.
But they'll be able to hear the show later on too.
Yeah.
Yeah, if they can't hear it live, they'll be able to listen to it later on too.
Mhm. Yeah, because
between playing songs, having guests call in, and talking about music and shit, you know, we can fill a half an hour easy.
Yeah, we can. If they would give us more time, we can fill that shit in too. But it's that's
right.
Not the case. But well, another that's the first. That's the first of that's our first show. And it's really cool. Yeah, Alyssa
yeah.
is great. Yeah, she's just all about it. She's like, that's so
next
fucking
week,
cool. Like, yeah.
Next week, I want to play a couple of Truth and Tempest songs and
right.
have people call in, share their memories of Mike, and talk about the
absolutely
the show because it'll be the last radio show before our show.
Right.
And, of course, yeah. we'll talk about the Fade to Black experience. So we got plenty to talk about next week.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do. Yep. And I'm sure that we're going to be front row and everything. We'll probably be able to talk to him after the show and for a couple minutes anyways.
Yeah.
If they have that time. But they usually like that, you know. I'm not going to keep them from, hey, I got to pack my shit up and go, dude. You know, I'm not going to like be one of them type people when I'm just like, in a minute, just say what's up, thank you. You know, that
yeah.
don't take long. Probably get a fucking guitar pick from the guitarist or something, or bass pick, whatever. Yeah. Well, that's me. I'm a kid like that. You know, and I can't help it. Like, I have guitar picks from bands, man. I mean, it's like there some of them I treasure very dearly, like Zakk Wylde and a bunch of other ones, man.
I've got one.
Like,
you got one from Zakk Wylde?
Yeah.
Nice.
He's sick.
I've got I've got one from Steve Vai, and I got one from Nuno from Extreme.
Right. Yeah. I forget what he played, who he was playing with. I think he was on tour with Rihanna or some shit for a while too. But he did his N3 something or Nuno or something. I forget, but he had his own solo like act going out for a while.
Who's that?
Nuno Bettencourt.
Who's that? Zach? Yeah.
No, not Zach.
Oh yeah.
Nuno. Yeah, Nuno. You
yeah.
know. Do you know now? Oh, I'm muted.
What?
What?
Did it say something to you when I did that?
Unmuted. Probably what it was supposed
to
say.
Did it say unmuted?
Yep. It says unmuted.
Unmuted.
Unmuted. All right,
so let's take a look and see who... It should be able to tell me who listened to the show this tonight.
You
or how
can
many
actually
people.
Tell?
Yeah, it's got a whole...
You can tell, like, is it on a computer or is it on, you said, a board or some shit? Or I guess I have actually a thing of a whole bunch of sound effects from Halloween and shit that make, like, just, it's not just stupid stuff. It's like creaky door. Shit that sounds like it's just creepy shit, you know what I mean? Like we can play with people. I'm gonna see if I can burn it to a sound card I have. And your board accepts sound card?
No.
Okay. Never mind then.
What do you mean?
It's like over 100 different kinds of like crazy sounds. And then I zip them into a sound card.
Oh, yeah, I'm not sure.
Huh. I was wondering if that's possible.
Oh,
I don't know.
Man.
I mean, we'll see. It ain't no big deal. Yeah, you sound tired, man. Let me tell you something. I am tired. I am fucking tired. But we did a really good show. And, you know, it wasn't a bunch of, like, just babble or... We kept it together.
Yeah.
Do you ever do the show and you just like, you have to listen back to it because you just don't know what the fuck you said? But you know you said it okay. It's just like, you're just like, oh, what the hell, what was I saying there? Oh, so I did that with the rehearsal.
Yeah, I'm
going to, like,
I'm posting it now. So
right
pretty
on.
Shortly. It
yes.
usually takes a little bit of time, but eventually you should be able
send
to
send me that, right? Whatever.
Listen back to it.
Yeah, it takes like it takes like 45 minutes, I think, to full download. It takes a while. But then once you have it, you have it. You know what I mean? It's like, so. We got our first caller, Nick. Someone's looking after us. Someone. He's just like, I'm sorry I'm late. I had to work. I was like, I had to, no problem. You know what I mean? Like, I'm all right. Better late than never, man.